Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, you're sounding a bit cheerier tonight.
Well, I'm drier.
That'll be it. Where have you got to?
I found a doorway that led into this really long tunnel, and Chris, it's amazing.
Oh yeah?
The whole tunnel, all of it, the walls, the ceiling, it's covered in handprints, all different colors. It covers the entire thing.
Ah, I know where you are. Were there big stone pots placed at intervals along the tunnel?
Yeah. There was nothing in them, though.
They used to be filled with paint, and builders ascending the tower were encouraged to leave a handprint as they travelled through the tunnel. It goes right through the centre of the tower. You're above the tomb, if you want a sense of where you are.
Feels like forever ago since I was there. Doesn't even feel like it was me doing that. Like, it was a different version of me doing all that walking, you know?
Not really. No.
Like, everything that's happened has knocked me off balance a bit. Like, I'm out of focus. I don't know how to explain it. I guess I never considered how much I've changed after all this.
Tell me about the tunnel.
You got your pen ready?
You bet.
It is an incredible thing to see, Chris. There are so many handprints and so much colour. There's a sense of, I don't know, joy?
This was a place to celebrate for the people who came through here. You're at what the original architects thought would be the halfway point of the finished tower.
And is it halfway?
That's a complicated question.
I'd like to be over halfway, if that's possible.
You're really determined to finish this, aren't you?
Yes. Though, if you'd asked me yesterday, I might not have been so sure.
You know you don't have to keep going. if you don't want to?
That's a complicated question.
Is it?
You know how I said I was feeling out of focus? I've been struggling to remember why I'm doing this. Although, now I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure I ever really knew.
It felt like a very impulsive decision when you called me.
It was. I just realised I had to do it. I think I was scared to think about it too hard, otherwise I'd change my mind.
I mean, there's always a million reasons not to do something. Especially something like climbing the tower.
Yeah. This isn't impulsive anymore. It can't be. It's been too long. I need something to keep me climbing.
Did you catch the inscription over the doorway?
What?
Just go with me on this.
No, I didn't see it.
The rough translation is, for those who have made it so far, and have so far to go. Kiri?
Yeah. Sorry, just processing that. I've been wandering around in fog for so long. I think I forgot just how colossal the tower is. So easy to forget how many people came through here to build all this. How much people sacrificed.
It was a massive undertaking. I can't remember the exact number, but a large portion of the population were hired to build it. Created a lot of jobs.
Not exactly the best job, though.
No, but there's got to be some pride being a part of something so big, right?
What happened to the king, anyway?
Let me check.
If he wanted to rule the sky as well as the land, I can't imagine that he was a good king.
Well, he did unite all the kingdoms. Admittedly by killing a lot of people.
Sounds about right.
He died before the tower was finished, and it fell to his heir to finish construction.
You mean they kept building it?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The new king was a much less ambitious ruler. They wanted to abandon construction. It was a vast waste of resources, and they saw the exploitation and the vanity that went into building it.
What happened?
The people revolted. They had spilled so much blood building it, they wanted to see it finished. Abandoning it felt like dishonoring the memory of the dead. The new king was overthrown, and the kingdom splintered.
What happened to the heir?
It just says that they were exiled.
That's all?
That's all it says. It moves on to talking about what happened to the kingdom afterwards.
It's strange what we choose to remember sometimes. All these stories about kings and kingdoms, and we don't remember anything about the people who left all these handprints. Or the king who wanted to stop all this from happening. I've seen these people's bones, Chris. They're underneath me. This tower is built on top of their remains, their memories. Someone has to remember all this, to feel what they went through. The pain, the struggle, the joy. Is that why I'm still here?
I think only you can answer that.
long is this tunnel?
Well, there's a stop in the middle that I'm curious about. I won't spoil it for you.
You know I don't like it when you say that.
This isn't a bad thing, I promise.
I remember you saying that about the tomb.
To be fair, I didn't know there'd be bones.
And you said the same about homesteads.
Homesteads? What happened in homesteads? You didn't say much about it, other than the two doors at the other end.
Yeah, it was really dull. There was nothing there other than the inscription on the doors.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to keep walking. I'll call as soon as I reach another phone.
Cool. Kiri?
Yeah?
The torches aren't lit, are they?
No, but I've been lighting them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Someone lit the torches in the tomb before I got there. However long ago that may have been, they lit the way for whoever was going to climb the tower after them. I figure the least I can do is light the way for whoever comes after me. I keep being caught out by my own shadow. It must be the way the light reflects off the tunnel or something, but I swear it keeps moving on its own. Like, when I went to light one of the torches, it almost looked like my shadow was ahead of me in time. Like, I could see my shadow lighting the torch before I did.
That's deeply unsettling. Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just a trick of the light, I think. Chris?
Yeah?
Should I leave a handprint?
I honestly don't know.
These handprints, these echoes of the past, they all did the same journey. They all made it and left their marks on this tunnel to say that they were here along with all these others that came before them. I feel like I'm part of that. I made it here too. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Go for it.
I will. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to walk the rest of this tunnel. If there's a phone wherever I end up, I'll call you.
Great. Thank you.
Speak soon. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
For those who have made it so far, have so far to go.
This episode of The Tower featured the voices of Katrina Allen as Kiri and David Pello as Chris. Our executive producer is Ella Watts. Our artwork is by Sarah Grant. The Tower is written, scored, and edited by David Devereaux and is a Tin Can audio production with support from Creative Scotland. The next episode of The Tower will be released in 1 month's time. But if you can't wait until then, you can get the whole series ad-free from our Bandcamp page at tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. If you've enjoyed The Tower, we think you'll also enjoy Chain of Being by Kai Gwilym Pritchard. Chain of Being is a mythic science fiction podcast, which is a glimpse into the future, where gods control the cosmos and mortals are left to fend for themselves in a vast, indifferent universe. Suffice to say, this is absolutely my kind of thing. Chain of Being features some incredible sound design and experimental audio storytelling. It is gripping in a way that is hard to define, but keeps you hooked through every weird and wonderful episode. Chain of Being is available wherever you get your podcasts. Please go check it out. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.